WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 43 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Among the proclamations at last night's Bryan City Council meeting was one honoring the mother of Councilman Buppy Simic.
Deanna Simic passed away Monday night, but Buppy said she was presented a copy of the proclamation last week.
I can never tell you how much that meant to my mother.
Mayor Andrew Nelson noted Buppy was told by his mother to attend the council meeting.
People wonder why he's here right now. He's doing what Mama told him to do.
A memorial service for Deanna Simic, who was the woman who greeted countless customers for many years at Buppy's restaurant, will be held March 5th at 2 p.m. at Peace Lutheran Church in College Station. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A request to nearly double the amount of money the Bryan City Council gives to the Downtown Bryan Association generated no opposition at yesterday's council workshop meeting. Mayor Andrew Nelson called for a special meeting to brainstorm ideas for future growth.
I'm going to come to you and invite council and the community to gather around a question. That's how do we move past First Friday and get it to just be Friday, right?
Yes.
I mean, we are at a critical mass where we need to accelerate that growth.
DBA Executive Director Sandy Ferris says hotel occupancy tax money can fund her request.
The state of Texas says that hot funds can only be spent on activities which promote tourism and the convention and hotel industry. That is verbatim what is in the law. It doesn't say you must prove that you have a head in a bed for an event. It simply says it's to promote tourism.
The council has given DBA $165,000 a year each of the last 4 years to operate the organization. Ferris asked for another $150,000, $100,000 for more staff, $25,000 for more advertising, $15,000 to cover event sponsorships, and $10,000 to add a cleaning crew before and after downtown events. The man shot by Bryan police during a domestic disturbance call Sunday night has been interviewed. What the 33-year-old man said is not being released due to the ongoing investigation. Mayor Andrew Nelson gave a shout out to police and the rest of the city's public safety agencies at last night's meeting.
This is a tough week for Bryan Police Department, so please keep them in your prayers.
As for the officer who was involved, what he is going through following the incident was a question asked of Police Chief Eric Buskey during a news conference on Monday.
Well, it's tough. Nobody signs up on a police department to have to end up shooting someone. I mean, it's really thankfully a rare thing to have happen. So I'm sure he's has a wide range of emotions.
Buskey says one of the reasons the officer was placed on administrative leave was to let him recharge after what took place. The Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce has announced this year's recipients of the Community Impact Awards.
The awards program is going to recognize Barbie Patterson with Patterson Architects, Catherine Kleeman with Spherion, and Gabriel Garcia with Tradition Oil and Lube.
The Chamber's Kim Dyer says tickets are now available for the luncheon on February 28th. Texas A&M Procurement Services sponsors the annual event, which recognizes Hispanic, African American, Asian, American Indian, women, and disabled veteran business owners who have demonstrated a significant impact in our community. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 43 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Bubba Dixon here. At Tom Light Chevrolet, we're always finding new ways to shed new light on a better buying experience. Whether it's our huge selection of over 200 new cars, trucks, and SUVs, the most competitive internet pricing around, or just simply amazing service. You'll always find the light at the end of the car buying tunnel off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or at tomlight.com. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Join Brian Broadcasting and the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley in supporting Empty Bowls Jr. February 25th. Students, teachers, and some of your favorite local restaurants and local radio personalities will all be on location at the Prosperity Bank location on East University Drive from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Donate $10 and get a bowl of soup, bread, and a handmade bowl from a local student. The money raised will benefit our area and school food pantries, ensuring that our local students won't go hungry. For more information, visit acbv.org. Empty Bowls Jr. from Taste of BCS, Prosperity Bank, Brian Broadcasting, and the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
Good morning, it's 7:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business, Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Yesterday's storm system is now moving towards Georgia. High pressure building in across Texas this morning. We'll have a fair amount of sunshine developing as the day goes on. Temperatures will be up to about 60 to 65. It'll be clear tonight, 40 to 45. Tomorrow, with high pressure in control, we'll have abundant sunshine. Should be 65 to 70 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 45 to 50. Then partly sunny and warmer Friday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, for A&M women's basketball, Kyla Hilsman earns her first SEC Player of the Week honor. We'll hear from Coach Gary Blair on Kyla. Meanwhile, the A&M softball team gears up to take on Sam Houston State tonight at the Aggie Softball Complex. And in the NBA, James Dolan and Charles Oakley may have achieved peace, but Oak still wants an apology. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 7:12. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, by the way. They're your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Okay, so we got the truck thing taken care of. That's not nearly as bad as we thought it was.
Right. Okay. So it does sound like it didn't necessarily fall off an overpass,
yeah.
But the northbound frontage road is closed because I think that's where the accident occurred, and yeah. It just kind of veered off into the median
okay.
right there.
The embankment there.
Right. Okay. Correct.
All right, so I don't Facebook, and here's one more reason I'm glad I don't.
Ooh.
Okay. It says here, get ready for the videos you scroll past in your Facebook feed to play with the sound on. After initially muting videos by default, Facebook announced yesterday that videos on its social network will now play with the sound enabled.
Oh, that's stupid.
Like, no matter what? It's not an option?
I mean, surely you can mute it, but as of now, by default, it plays
it's muted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And now, I guess, by default, it's just going to start with the sound.
That's
terrible.
Awful.
They said they're making the change after getting, quote, positive feedback.
Oh, right.
From users it has already tested the experience
that's
with.
That's dumb.
So, what, Facebook reaches out? Oh, I hate that word. So Facebook Facebook gets in touch with some of their users and says, try the beta version of this?
I guess so. Yeah, maybe.
And how do you qualify to be one of those people?
Right.
Anyway.
It's probably the people that use Facebook the most and therefore are addicted and probably like to look at every single video with the sound on.
Yeah.
Or they're lazy, so it's one less step.
It says here, videos will still be muted by default if your phone is set to silent.
Oh, thank you.
Well, that's not them. That's the phone.
Yeah. Well, and again, then you don't get your phone ringing. You don't get any of the alerts, the audio alerts. Okay, I'm going to turn my phone to silent so that I don't hear the audio on Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook is also letting people disable the behavior entirely by unchecking a new option.
Ah, there you go. Okay. All right. At least there's an option.
Life needs to have options.
Yeah. It does.
Always. Now, if you care what rich people do, by the way, we were talking last hour about how everybody is saying that the new president is not bringing jobs fast enough and all these things aren't being done. It was right before, they were right after the election, I think, they were talking about whether or not the Dow would go to 20,000, which is, you know, okay, fine. It's just a number, but because it's a big number, people thought that would be exciting. And it did finally get to 20,000, what, a couple of weeks ago. It's already at 20,500, okay?
So
it's
there
almost
you go.
It's halfway to 21,000. So I don't know if he's doing anything right, but there seem to be people investing. Warren Buffett, however, you know who he is,
uh-huh.
The guy from Berkshire Hathaway. He owns the Eagle, you know.
Yeah, a little bit of money, too.
Along with some other, and he has some money. Yeah. He dumped $900 million worth of Walmart stock yesterday. Basically, everything he owns in Walmart, he got rid of. Analysts say that is a big sign that Buffett is changing his philosophy. Now, not that they, it may be apples and oranges because Amazon does a lot of things, but in case you're wondering, since the end of 2014, Walmart shares have fallen 21% compared to Amazon, which has gone up 119%.
Wow.
So at least from that standpoint, it would seem that that it makes sense to do that. But like I said, it's a little bit of apples and oranges because Amazon does a whole bunch of things.
Yeah. Right.
It's just the idea of you're buying online, I suppose, that makes the difference there.
But it sounds like bad news for Walmart if somebody like Warren Buffett is pulling out
someone with all that kind of
money.
But they're too big to fail. They're not going to fail. We know that, okay. All right, alert the media. Parents who have girls and a collection of American Girl dolls should know there's a new one coming out.
Oh, yeah?
It's a boy.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Okay. An American Girl doll that's a boy?
Yeah, the backstory for the new boy doll is that he is a drummer for a girl named Tenny Grant.
Okay.
Who's trying to make it in Nashville. Company says the new male doll will teach young girls the importance of, you ready?
Having a boy in the background of your band.
No, Chelsea, it's collaboration and compromise.
Compromise, of course, okay.
Yeah,
with boys.
So yeah, so you got that going on. You can text us if you have an American Girl collection.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, why not? 979-695-1620.
I never did have one.
Okay, you didn't do like sets of dolls, you just would have like a single doll kind of thing?
An American doll. I just never had an American Girl doll.
Oh,
yeah, I
see.
Did Barbies. I had Barbies and Ken. Remember Ken? Yeah,
yep.
Boy Barbie.
Yep.
Yeah,
there
that's
you go.
Been a thing for a while now.
Yeah. I believe that American Girl dolls ain't cheap, too.
No, they're not.
They're like collector's items, right?
Basically, yeah. Yeah, they are pricey.
Don't play with that doll.
Don't
play with that doll.
I got you a toy that you can't touch.
Well, then you finally get one, and then the accessories are just as expensive. So if you want to, you know, give her different clothes or, you know, purses or backpacks. And
it's kind of like one of those high-dollar cars.
Yeah.
you buy it, that's just the start.
Right.
Yeah. An oil change costs how much?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so there. All right, so an insurance company canceled a policy because a lady had a picture of her dog on Facebook. Not so much that the picture was there, but here we go. North Carolina woman said her insurance company canceled her policy after workers looked at her Facebook and misidentified the breed of her dog.
Ooh.
Melania Ethem Brown said she and her husband decided to add a personal umbrella liability insurance policy to their homeowner's policy. So the process requires them to list the breeds of their three dogs. So she listed her Shih Tzu Yorkie mix, a hound and a hound lab mix. And so that's her three dog, a hound and then a hound lab.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so those are the three. On the application, and waited for the insurance company to approve the policy. Well, she said she was shocked when they told her that her policy, in fact, was being canceled. Now, the insurance company sent pictures that it had taken off of her Facebook page of her dog. This one's named Zeus, which was the hound lab mix.
Mm-hmm.
They incorrectly identified this dog as a Rottweiler mix, a breed which the company considers to be potentially dangerous. So she contacts the company, tells them they made the mistake. And they said, well, we may have, but we're going to have to get a letter written by your veterinarian.
Wow.
Yeah. It was pretty easy. She's a vet.
Let me tell you, you made a mistake. I know.
Just, aside from that, it's just fine.
Wow.
It's just fine. No, I like that idea.
You got to get a letter from your veterinarian. She's like, okay, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Here you go.
We can do this. Here, I'll just take care of that. So now, y'all watched the Westminster like dog show last night, didn't you?
Of course.
Yeah. Didn't.
Yeah.
Rumor has it.
That's it. That's it. So, I mean, how do you like that? We finally have a dog who wins the Westminster, who everybody can recognize. Here's the report.
2,800 dogs were entered into this week's Westminster Kennel Club's dog show at New York's Madison Square Garden. Tuesday night, it came down to one.
The best in show at the 141st Annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, the German Shepherd Dog.
Yeah!
The call on Fox Sports 1, Rumor, a 5-year-old female shepherd from Wisconsin taking
go girl.
The title. Judge Thomas Bradley III saying she is just magnificent. Rumor becomes only the second German Shepherd in the show's 141-year history
wow.
to win Best of Show. Adrian, an Irish setter, was the runner-up. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
So there.
Very cool.
All right.
Finally, it's been so long. Because usually...
A German Shepherd.
Yeah, they show the dog and they go, ah, well, okay, it's a, yeah. It's, yeah, a, yeah. It's a lap dog. It's a really fancy lap dog with nice hair. But this, we know. Okay. Finals included Duffy, who was a Norwegian elk hound, and Chucky, which is a Pekingese.
Okay, that's a lap dog.
Yeah.
Afton, which was a miniature poodle.
Ooh.
Adrian, who was an Irish setter. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we would have recognized that one. Mm-hmm. Devlin, a boxer, would have done that.
Oh, yeah.
And then Tanner, it's a Norwich Terrier in the Terrier group.
All right.
So there you are. This is Rumor's 104th career win. Not bad.
Wow.
Not bad at all.
Not bad.
She's a good-looking dog.
Yeah.
And they better be breeding her.
And I forget the lady who, there's a lady here in town who shows at Westminster.
Really?
Regularly. Yeah, regularly. As a matter
Do
of
we
fact.
Know what she has? What breed?
You know, I think she has dachshunds, but I'm not
sure.
Okay. I could be wrong.
We have a neighbor in my parents' neighborhood who has Dobermans, and I don't know if she shows up. You know, something as grand as Westminster, but they're always in the backyard doing, you know, the obstacle course and like the tricks and stuff. And they are beautiful dogs. And I mean, they're talk about striking and large.
Now, did you see the story? I think this was from Monday. There's video of a lady trying to take her dog through the course at Westminster.
Okay.
And the dog just went, nah, I want to play.
It's the risk you take.
I mean, it behaved the way that our dogs would
right,
if we put them out
like
there.
What? What are you talking about?
Okay, I'll jump this one thing here. No, I don't want to do that.
I'm done.
No, and she tried,
give me the treat. Just give me the treat.
Yeah, go over the top, you know, go over the little ladder thing, whatever. And
can you imagine, though, how many months of practice to flop, literally.
Well, you know, you pick the puppy up and you go to the house and go, well, all right, that was an expensive trip to New York to stay in an expensive hotel so that we could do that.
Man.
But that's okay. That's the kind of thing. That's an everyman kind of deal. Because, you know, I saw that video and went, yeah, it's my dog to do that.
Yeah.
They go, Dad, I don't want to do that.
Look, a normal dog.
Yeah. Tired of playing chauffeur for your team, but you're not sure how you're going to be able to fit driver's education in with their busy school schedule? Well, with Safeway Driving, you no longer have to wait until summer to get your teen on the road to driving safely. Safeway's online courses saves parents 32 trips to the driving school and allows students to work at their pace and on their schedule. With the highest trained instructors in the state, you'll have the peace of mind that comes from knowing your student is getting the best driving training in the industry. Enroll today online, SafewayDriving.com or call 844-DRIVE-SAFE. That's 844-374-8372.
Society's most critical problems affect millions of people every day. That's why the world needs Texas A&M. From water research to homelessness to disease prevention, Aggies turn every challenge into the next groundbreaking milestone. When they stand together, nothing stands in their way because Aggies are fearless on every front. Learn how Texas A&M is making an impact in our community and around the world at fearlessfront.com.
Due to the overwhelming response to evening and weekend appointments, University Pediatric Association is now offering new walk-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. If you need to see a pediatric specialist in a moment's notice, then UPA is the place for you. Award-winning UPA, open 7 days a week. Click on upadocs.com for a complete listing of operational hours. University Pediatrics Association, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
724 News Talk 1620 WTAW. One of our great Tom Turbyville moments was one morning we were talking about Snuggies, and Tom admitted on the air that he had purchased one.
A Snuggie?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I asked him why. He said, well, I just got tired of seeing the commercials.
So you buy one and they go away?
Yeah, no, they don't. That's the thing. They don't. And, of course, if you'll remember Snuggies, those blankets with sleeves.
That's,
oh, yeah. Exactly.
You want to keep warm when you're feeling chilled, but you don't want to raise your heating bill. Blankets are okay, but they can slip and slide.
Yeah.
And when you need to reach for something, your hands are trapped inside.
Oh.
Now, there's the Snuggie,
yeah.
The blanket that has sleeves.
What?
The Snuggie keeps you totally warm and gives
totally.
You the freedom to use your hands.
Toasty.
So now, you can work the remote or read a book in total warmth and comfort.
Yeah.
Use your laptop without being cold.
Oh.
Or enjoy a snack while staying snugly warm.
Yeah.
Snuggie is made of ultra-soft, thick, luxurious fleece with oversized sleeves so you can move your arms and use your hands and still be wrapped in warmth.
Oh, yeah.
Finally.
Now,
there's got to be a better way.
Well, Frito still wears his all the time.
And we have here a situation where our rooms are sometimes very different in temperatures.
Correct.
So down the hall, Candy 95 and Frito, who's on the morning show. Now, Frito's tall. He's about 6'4". About 6'3", 6'4", and slender. And he puts it on, and he does. He looks like, you know, a Trappist monk or something as he walks around in this.
Correct.
So there are two fashion truths that we should all know. Number one is that pajama bottoms are not pants to be worn outside the home. And number two, Snuggies is a robe and not a priestly vestment. Sadly, the U.S. Justice Department had to listen to this. They recently argued in federal trade court that Snuggies, blankets with sleeves, are apparel and should be subject to higher import duties than blankets. But the court ruled against the DOJ, saying the Snuggie is not a robe or a priestly vestment. It's just a blanket.
With sleeves.
Yeah.
Sleeves. Hello.
Yeah, I've got one question about the Snuggies. Can you catch tacos while they're falling from the sky?
Oh, quit it.
Absolutely.
I don't have time to do that right now. Otherwise, I would. In the meantime, it's time to do the weather.
You just open your mouth, though.
That's
right.
Yeah.
You don't have to have your hands. Eyes.
But if you raise your arms, I guess it could go down the sleeves of the Snuggie because it's a blanket
catch
with
more.
Sleeves. Oh, that, yeah, okay. But they always have to eventually land and spill.
Yeah.
Not work. All right. Here's our weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. All right, so we got a little bit of February weather this morning, sitting at 43 right now. High temperature today will be 61 with lots of sunshine. Winds will still be out of the north. We're down to 39 tonight, but the winds come around out of the south tomorrow. We'll look at 66 for a high on Thursday, about 72 on Friday and Saturday and Sunday. We'll be looking at 80s both days. Right now, winds out of the northwest at 9, and like I say, we got 43 out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Okay, so over the weekend, New York Times ran a story about the sense of dread that civil servants are feeling. Federal employees are shaken by the Trump agenda. Now, at the EPA, groups of so-called scientists met last week to strategize. They're trying to figure out how to slow walk Trump's environmental orders. Former Google, Facebook, and Microsoft employees who left to join the Obama regime are plotting how to stop Trump from using their government databases to carry out his immigration policy. Now, the Times admits that most of these government bureaucrats are Democrats burrowed into every agency. Many are struggling to come to terms with working under Trump. They face a moral dilemma, having to work for somebody they so hate. Now, of course, the New York Times is sympathetic to these people. If this insubordination had happened under Obama, the Times would be leading the outrage chorus and outing them and getting rid of them. Now, these unelected civil servants have been given government jobs to carry out the executive branch agenda, regardless of who runs it. They don't make policy. They're supposed to implement it. Now, here's how to solve this big moral dilemma. If they don't like their jobs, they should quit. If they slow walk or sabotage or plot against the president, he should solve their moral dilemma for them in two words. You're fired. Now get out and stay out and never come back. You just screw everything up. Just do it like that. Everything will be fine.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This is going to sound like a horror story, but for some people, it's a reality. Imagine, you head to the mailbox after doing your taxes. You reach in, you think you're going to get your tax refund, only to find that somebody's already filed and gotten your return. Identity thieves can use your personal information to file for your refund or commit other forms of ID theft. Now, last year, the IRS identified approximately $4.1 billion in suspected tax refund fraud due to ID theft. Now, thankfully, there's LifeLock. With LifeLock, you have access to a team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take to fix identity issues, whether it happens during tax season or any other time. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but nobody is better than LifeLock. Join now, 10% off by using promo code RUSH. Call 800-440-4833. Or go to LifeLock.com, use promo code RUSH, and save 10%.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 43 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Downtown Bryan Association has asked for another $150,000 from the Bryan City Council to operate the agency. There was no council opposition during yesterday's workshop presentation from Executive Director Sandy Ferris, who brought up competition from what she calls simulated downtowns.
There is a place in College Station that is under construction right now. Even the city of Bryan is supporting Atlas, which is going to be somewhat of a simulated downtown. They're clean, they're beautiful, they're beautifully landscaped. They are full of well-known businesses.
$100,000 would go towards more staff.
In 2016, the three staff members, including myself, we spent 700 plus hours working the events outside of our office hours. That's over 15 weeks of time we spent outside of 9 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Mayor Andrew Nelson called on a community roundtable to build downtown Bryan beyond the monthly First Friday event.
We're not the ones with all the ideas, but I think it's time for us to say, you know, how can we play a part in moving past that and getting to where downtown is just vibrant every day.
The council has given DBA $165,000 a year each of the last 4 years to operate the organization. In addition to additional money for staff, the request includes $25,000 for more advertising, $15,000 to cover event sponsorships, and $10,000 to add a cleaning crew before and after downtown events. There were heavy hearts on Valentine's Day at last night's Bryan City Council meeting following the death of the mother of Councilman Buppy Simic the night before.
Deanna Simic was the woman who greeted you when you walked inside Buppy's restaurant. Mayor Andrew Nelson presented Mrs. Simic a proclamation last week and repeated the presentation to family members last night.
One of the last things Buppy's mom said is you get to this council meeting, so yes, service to the very end.
Buppy said he could never express how much the proclamation meant to his mother.
She was so proud. And she gave everything. She was a very unselfish person. But Mom, I know you're watching, and I love you, and I'll do the best, and you don't worry about anything.
A memorial service for Deanna Simic will be held March 5th at 2 p.m. at Peace Lutheran Church in College Station. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Bryan Police has interviewed the man who was shot by an officer Sunday night, but the 33-year-old's account of what happened during a domestic disturbance call outside an ex-girlfriend's home has not been released due to the ongoing investigation. The police department and all public safety agencies were given a shout-out by Mayor Andrew Nelson at last night's city council meeting.
They deserve every benefit of the doubt of us, and we got their back, and we love you. We thank you for keeping us safe.
Police Chief Eric Buskey, who was asked at a news conference Monday about the officer's state of mind since the incident, says he's sure the officer has a wide range of emotions.
Myself and Chief Rawls talked to him earlier today to make sure he was doing okay. And it's also one of the reasons that when officers are involved in an incident like this, we put them on administrative leave for a period of time to assist with the investigation, but also to let them recharge themselves and recover from what had occurred.
The police department's criminal and internal affairs divisions and the Texas Rangers are investigating the incident. The president at the University of Texas at San Antonio has been placed on administrative leave.
Ricardo Romo has been UTSA's president for 18 years. He was planning to retire in August. UT System Chancellor William McRaven said the leave is pending a review of allegations related to his conduct, but declined to elaborate. Romo is one of San Antonio's leading citizens. Under his leadership, UTSA has become one of the largest universities in Texas. The campus has doubled in size and a downtown campus was added, and Romo started the UTSA Division I football team. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
It's been 2 months since the resignation of former Texas Secretary of State Carlos Cascos. The Brownsville resident has opened up a little about his departure. As the governor's border liaison, Cascos says he became uneasy about the lack of attention to unregulated settlements along the Mexican border.
I'm just a little concerned that no legislator, none of the leadership is really talking about addressing the living conditions of Texans, most of which are not here undocumented or illegal, believe it or not.
Costco says many of his fellow Republicans are wasting time and effort trying to legislate moral and social issues when the state has more pressing issues. Tickets are now available for the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Annual Community Impact Awards Luncheon, which recognizes Hispanic, African-American, Asian, American Indian, women, and disabled veteran business owners who have demonstrated a significant impact on our community.
It's sponsored by Texas A&M Procurement Services. That's going to be Tuesday, February 28th at the Phillips Event Center from 11:45 to 1. So come on out to the luncheon and help celebrate their success.
The Chamber's Kim Dyer says this year's recipients are Catherine Kleeman of Spirion Employment Services, Barbie Patterson of Patterson Architects, and Gabriel Garcia of Traditions Oil and Lube. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 43 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
What's the difference between getting your license and becoming a safe driver? At Safeway Driving, know it's the number of hours spent training behind the wheel. That's why we offer a variety of packages to train drivers of all skill levels. Getting a license is not a rite of passage. It's a learned skill, and just like any other skill, it takes hours of practice to hone. It's time to take your driver training seriously and take it with Safeway Driving. To get on the road to safe driving, go to SafewayDriving.com or call 844-DRIVE-SAFE. That's 844-374-8372.
The 62nd MSC Student Conference on National Affairs is February 16th through 18th at the MSC at Texas A&M. The topic will be securing the homeland against all enemies, foreign and domestic. The featured speakers are Dr. Charles McMillan, 10th Director of the Los Alamos National Laboratory, Navy Admiral Michael S. Rogers, Director, United States Cyber Command, and Director of the National Security Agency, Dr. Tafik Hamid, Egyptian author and human rights activist, and General Robert Neller, Commandant, United States Marine Corps. All speakers are free and open to the public. For lecture times and other info, go to scona.tamu.edu.
Good morning. It's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition, they do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Morning cloudiness will give way to sunshine this afternoon. Temperatures are going to be somewhere between 60 and 65. Clear skies will be in the forecast for tonight. Lows will drop back to about 40 to 45. Sunshine for Thursday. Temperatures Thursday afternoon, 65 to 70. Thursday night, there'll be a few clouds. Lows will be 45 to 50. And we're partly sunny, a bit warmer for Friday with a high of 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Let's head to Washington, D.C. Congressman Bill Flores joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be on Infomaniacs. I'm doing well.
Well, so one day you're on NPR's Morning Edition. The next day you're with us, huh?
Well, I'd rather be on Infomaniacs any day of the week.
Well, I know that one of the things that they talked to you about was the Michael Flynn situation. So that's been all the buzz on the Washington show. So I'd like to get your thoughts on that.
Sure. Well, I mean, let me say at the outset that I'm glad that he is no longer part of the Trump administration. He's been a rogue. Let's say this. We have to applaud him for his military service and his service to our country. But his post-military career has been somewhat sketchy. He was a little bit of a rogue actor when he was working with the Obama administration, and that got him fired. And then it appears that the allegations regarding him talking to the Russians before the inauguration, before he even had an official position, are true. And now I don't know if that violates the Logan Act. That's going to be up to the Justice Department to determine. But I can tell you this, where he really ran afoul of me and many of us in Congress are in two areas. One is, that he lied to the Vice President of the United States and really embarrassed not only Vice President Pence but the entire administration. And then number two, to even intimate to the Russians that we would reduce our sanctions on Russia is awful. I mean, the Russians... I mean, there's a new series coming out now, what the Russians did in Aleppo in terms of killing civilians indiscriminately. I mean, they invaded Crimea. They are fighting in Ukraine. They took over Georgia. They're constantly trying to encroach on the Baltic states. They're trying to destroy NATO. They are not good actors. And so for anybody to think that we would reduce our sanctions, I think, is not very smart.
Well,
and so I'm glad he's gone.
The next step, though, is that's Russia. That brings Russia back up. That brings up the meddling in our presidential election again, and the Democrats are calling for the formation of a blue ribbon panel to look into that. Do you see that happening?
Probably not. If you look at the things that are on the minds of Americans today, they want the tax code fixed. They want to have a secure southern border. They want to see us be safe from terrorism either here or around the world. They want Obamacare repealed and replaced. They'd like to see a robust robust job market. And so I think we're wasting our time and not achieving the things that the American people want by spending any resources trying to go after this whole Russian thing. Look, I've read the classified report that was produced in the waning days of the Obama administration regarding the Russians hacking the DNC's servers and so forth. And I can't talk about the contents of the report, I can tell you the report was politicized. It's sort of the last gasp by the Obama administration. So we do know the Russians did this, but they didn't have an outcome on the election. So I'm not sure that there's much to be – I don't think the American people are going to feel like they're better off to know more of the details on that at this point.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us from Washington. Last week when we talked, you outlined a conversation that you had with Congressman Brady, Chairman of House Ways and Means, and his staff about the border adjustment tax, and we talked about how the wording probably needs to change. Yesterday, the Speaker had to go over to the Senate and talk to them to try to save this 20% plan that's in the House, and right now the Senate does not seem to like the idea very much. What does that say to you?
Well, let me say this. The provision of the proposed tax code, or the outline for a proposed tax code, is awesome. It would be a huge kickstart for companies that manufacture locally, for those that have services that we export worldwide. It would give America the most awesome, most competitive tax code in the entire world. And if you couple that with regulatory relief and health care reform, there would be nobody that could touch us from an economic opportunity standpoint. The challenge is that the initial labeling of this provision of the proposed code is called border adjustment. Well, the next thing you know, people start talking about it in terms of border tax, which it's not. And then the next thing, that sort of leads people to think, well, that's a tariff. And then you start talking about trade wars and people jacking up tariffs on either side of a border. And it's none of those. It's basically an American competitiveness provision. And so I have proposed to Chairman Brady, as to all of us as House members, that we find a new way to talk about this, because it doesn't have a darn thing to do with the border, and that's what's killing it right now. And so that's allowed K Street and the lobby community to start pulling their guns out and start challenging us on this and saying, well, you know, it'd put us out of business, or it'd be anti-competitive, or it would hurt us because we import all our stuff. Well, you know, I wasn't the one that made the decision for the company to go start importing all their crap from China. And so I think one of the ways to relabel this this provision, this is American jobs versus Chinese crap provision.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we've got to start talking about it in those stark terms. Now, what we will do is, if we can move forward with this, is we'll have a transition. So if you have somebody that imports all their stuff from China, they'll have a time so they can reorient their supply chains and start buying things from American companies. And that way they're not hurt. The other thing is, the macroeconomic studies we've looked at have shown that the dollar will appreciate about 20% under our tax program, which really neutralizes the impact of the tax on the tax attributes of imported goods. So at the end of the day, everybody's neutral at worst.
Well, yesterday on the Bill O'Reilly show, Mark Cuban said that the president's not keeping his promise on bringing new jobs to America.
Well, I don't know what planet Mark Cuban's been on, but I can tell you what, when you walk down Main Street in any town in District 17, there's a sense of optimism among our Texas business women and men that's really optimistic. I mean, they feel good. They know that they don't have this cloud of uncertainty hanging over them, and that was, you know, typical of the Obama administration. They feel good about where they're going, and this is all evidenced by one of the big leading indicators, and that's the stock market. People feel good about the way they're going. Now, you know, the Trump administration keeps stubbing its toe on some things, which hurts their marketability, if you will, or their credibility. But overall, Americans are just a lot more optimistic than they were in all the towns I go through. So for Cuban to say this, I just think was pretty silly.
Well, finally, last week in the Eagle, they talked about the difficulty that some constituents are having getting in touch with their representatives. And I think you were interviewed by the Dallas Morning News about that as well. Kind of give us some background on that and tell folks how they can be in touch with you.
Well, after the election of Donald Trump, the left stood up a function called Indivisible, and it's meant to mirror what the Tea Party movement. There are big differences, though. The Tea Party movement was a grassroots, locally led operations that just sort of sprung up. Indivisible is more coordinated. It has ties to congressional offices through staffers that used to work on Capitol Hill. It also has some leftist money behind it, and so they put out a guide called the Indivisible Guide to basically disrupt the Trump agenda. And so they have been flooding all most GOP congressional offices, including in our area, Central Cruz, Central Corning, and me, with phone calls and with emails and with social media posts and so forth. One of the big problems with this is, to the extent our staff is tied up in our local district office, taking 15 calls from the same person where that person is saying the same thing each time, it's hurting our ability to help VA, to help veterans with their VA claims, to help people that have, where the IRS has fouled up their tax refund, or to help somebody that needs an emergency passport to go overseas because of a family emergency. It's really fouled that up. And so, and a lot of the calls we get, not, you know, is are from outside the district. So our team has been trying to ferret out, okay, this is a real constituent, this dot. But, you know, we get somebody in from a Chicago area code, there's a landline, we know there's not a constituent.
Okay.
And it's, you know, it's just an effort to disrupt the ability of us to do our job for our constituents in the Brazos Valley.
So from an efficiency standpoint, what's the best way to, for them to be in touch with your office?
Really, the best way is to go, there's a contact form on our website at florist.house.gov. The best thing is to go to that contact form and fill it out. Because if people post it, we've got a handful of people that post the same thing over and over again on our social media. And so that, unfortunately, is become less useful because it's become just noisy. And so it's better to go to make one contact with that web form, and then we'll process that. But multiple calls, just trying to say the same thing from the same person 15 times, is not going to be helpful. I mean, it'd be like me calling you 15 times and saying the same thing. After a while, you're going to tune it out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm, you know, these folks are going to understand what they're doing is ultimately disrupting our ability to help our constituents, and it's not advancing their cause whatsoever.
Well, hopefully we've given folks a way to get in touch with you that'll be more efficient for you and your staff as well. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. Busy times. Thank you so much for spending some with us today.
You bet. Great talking to you again, Scott. I'd ask your listeners to continue prayer for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
All right. Thank you, sir.
What's the difference between getting your license and becoming a safe driver? At Safeway Driving, know it's the number of hours spent training behind the wheel. That's why we offer a variety of packages to train drivers of all skill levels. Getting a license is not a rite of passage. It's a learned skill, and just like any other skill, it takes hours of practice to hone. It's time to take your driver training seriously and take it with Safeway Driving. To get on the road to safe driving, go to SafewayDriving.com or call 844-DRIVE-SAFE. That's 844-374-8372.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Child's Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Are you discouraged and at the end of your rope? Then tie a knot and hang on. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. A colleague told me about a man whose son had grown weary of balancing college and two part-time jobs. A typical day began in the early morning darkness, delivering newspapers. Afterward, his college classes lasted until noon. He'd then rush off to his second job, where he tackled homework during the breaks. Dinner was at 9, then it was off to bed for a few short hours before the routine began all over again. On a rare day off, the boy told his dad he was taking time off from school. Naturally, he was exhausted and had no intention of going back. Recognizing his son's struggle, the father offered some important advice. When you're at the end of your rope, he said, tie a knot and hang on. Don't give up. The father went on to explain that the people who had made an impact on the world were those who refused to quit. Thomas Edison didn't give up. Winston Churchill didn't give up. And look at Maxwell McBride. That name confused the young man, who asked, who's Maxwell McBride? See, replied his dad, you've never heard of him. He gave up. If you're discouraged and at the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on. But don't give up. With a little perseverance and support and encouragement from others, you can make it through. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I was diagnosed diabetic, but I was in denial.
It just seemed like I just couldn't lose weight.
I developed high blood pressure.
My digestion was really messed up.
Sound familiar? Hi, I'm Dennis Black in Dallas, Texas. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Wouldn't you rather be healthy, energetic, and fit? Well, it's long been established that good nutrition is a major factor in good health. But in this day and age, it's hard to eat right. That's why I created Texas Superfood.
I feel great. I look great. Sex drive's better. Everything's better.
Texas Superfood is made from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. In a capsule or a powder, you can see them all at TexasSuperfood.com.
It's borderline shocking how much energy I have.
To order, go to TexasSuperfood.com or call us at 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. It's TexasSuperfood.com and the number 877-55-TEXAS.
Visit TexasSuperfood.com.
I hope you use me for the TexasSuperfood.com.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:54. Texas A&M junior Kyla Hilsman was named SEC Player of the Week yesterday after averaging 14.5 points and 9.5 rebounds in two Aggie wins during the week. Here's Coach Gary Blair on Hilsman.
She's the most improved player in the league, and give her a lot of credit. Give our conditioning people a lot of credit, too, for getting her in the best shape possible. And giving Kyla a lot of credit for learning how to control her emotions a lot better this year.
Hilsman is averaging 16.7 points and 8.8 rebounds this season and has scored in double figures in all 25 games so far. This is her first SEC Player of the Week award of her career. Hilsman and the number 23 Aggies return to action tomorrow night at LSU. Tip-off is scheduled for 7 p.m. with pregame at 6:45, and you can hear all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Elsewhere in college basketball, Jamoney McNeese scored 14 points and grabbed 14 rebounds, and Oklahoma beat Texas 70-66 last night to snap a seven-game losing streak. It was McNeese's first career double-double. In a battle between the bottom two teams in the Big 12 Conference, Oklahoma avenged an earlier loss to Texas. In A&M softball, the number 17 Aggies host Sam Houston State tonight at the Aggie Softball Complex. The Maroon and White open the season with a perfect 4-0 record for the first time since 2014 and just the third time since 2007. The game tonight is at 6 p.m. Broadcast kicks off at 5:45, and you can catch that game on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers have acquired right-handed knuckleballer Eddie Gamboa from the Tampa Bay Rays after placing reliever Jake Diekman and first baseman Prince Fielder on the 60-day disabled list. The moves were made by the AL West champions yesterday when their pitchers and catchers reported to spring training. In the NBA, former Nick Charles Oakley is welcomed back to Madison Square Garden. Oakley was arrested at a game last week and banned by Madison Square Garden chairman James Dolan during a scuffle with security guards. Here's Oakley on his problem.
I can take the hit, but sometimes when you see stuff keep coming on TV, you got a problem, you got issues and this and that. And I ain't that person. You look at my resume, my history, and then, you know, seem like I'm a bully, I'm not that guy.
The sides reconciled during a meeting orchestrated by NBA Commissioner Adam Silver and Hall of Famer Michael Jordan. Oak says he's not coming back until he gets an apology. And out on the ice, Patrick Lane got his third hat trick of the season, including the go-ahead goal late in the third period to lift the Winnipeg Jets over the Dallas Stars 5-2 last night. The Finnish rookie has 26 goals this season, including two in the third period, while Winnipeg blew open a tight game. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, sir. It is time for our deal of the day. Thanks to the good folks at Team of Navasota. Today, it's a 2014 Ford Raptor 6.2 liter V8, 4x4, 47,000 miles, and you can get it for $43,990. And if you want to customize it even more than the Raptors already are, you can do that with Texas Custom Outfitters right there on the property, and they can roll it into your financing. All that is awesome. But add to it that Ford is offering $4,000 on owner loyalty incentives on the XL and XLT trucks. Team is actually offering up to $14,000 off MSRP on select F-150s and offering $12,000 off MSRP on select Super Duties. They're trying to get rid of that 2016 inventory. And you can find it all at Team Ford of Navasota. Again, that's Team Ford of Navasota. And you can find them online at teamofnavasota.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them. Whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants, ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening, so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. How you doing today, Matt?
I'm great, Brad. How are you doing today?
I am awesome. Now, I got a couple of questions for you here. If somebody is looking to add a pool to their home and they don't know exactly where to start, the question I have for you is, do you guys help them design a pool that will go well with their home?
Yes, Brad. In fact, we take our time with customers. We really like to sit down with them and try to get a feel for what they really want and then design something perfect for their backyard.
Speaking of backyards, if you have a backyard that's, say, low on surface area. Let's say that you kind of have a smaller backyard. Do you guys help design pools that will fit in a small backyard?
Yeah, it's funny because backyards have become increasingly smaller and yet customers want to put more and more in them. So we actually employ a lot of technology that allow us to put some really high-end, beautiful pools in some smaller areas.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
Let's do a little bit of weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Well, okay, this is what February is supposed to feel like, and that's okay. Sunny skies today. High will be 61. Winds out of the north at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. We're down to 39 tonight. Then the gradual warming begins again as the winds come back around out of the south. Sunshine for the rest of the week, 66 on Thursday, 72 on Friday, and 80 degrees next Saturday and Sunday is what we're looking at. Right now, winds out of the north at 6. Guys, we have a chill factor of 41. It's 44 degrees, though. WTA.